Good morning. As I was praying about communion this week, I realized my heart has been in a different place than usual. This has been one of those weeks that reminded me of how fragile life really is. My dad, who appears for the most part to be in very good health, went for a routine heart checkup this week to find out he has to have quadruple bypass. Really good friend of mine, one thankfully he's a believer in Jesus Christ, has that I do business with out of Mississippi, found out, he called me Thursday. He's got stage 4 liver cancer and it's in the bones and the outlook is not good. And just last week though, I can't look at her, I'll start crying, but anointed and prayed over Miss Karen, who is dear to me. And just this week, she finds out that it's not near about as serious. It's going to be a procedure down about a week, but thanks to mighty God that her outlook looks positive. And so I was just thinking about and meditating on that, and it seems like every day this week has been another reminder that this life is a gift, but it's also incredibly fragile. Josh Taylor and I was visiting Deer and Alley's last days, and he said something that has really stayed with me. He said that during those last couple years that they lived like eternity hovered over their home. I hadn't really been able to stop thinking about that. What would my life look like if eternity always hovered over my home? What would I stop worrying about? How would I love my family better? What would I hold more loosely of this world? And how much more would I trust God? I think that's one of the beautiful gifts of communion. Every week, God graciously invites us back to his table so that eternity once again can hover over our lives. For just a few moments, we're reminded of what is ultimately true. The bread reminds us that God didn't stay distant. Jesus took on flesh. He dwelt among us. His body was broken for us. And the cup reminds us through his blood, a new covenant was established. Our sins are forgiven. Death has been defeated. And we have peace with God. When we take this cup, we're declaring that our hope isn't ultimately in good health, favorable test results, or a long life. Those are gifts. And we do pray for them. But they are not our foundation. Our hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Communion doesn't just cause us to look back at the cross. It causes us to look forward to the day when Christ returns, and every tear is wiped away, every disease is healed, and every wrong is made right. And we get to sit at his table forever. This week reminded me that life is fragile. But this communion reminds me that eternity is not. As we come to the table this morning, let's allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts. Is there fear we've been carrying that needs to be surrendered? Is there sin we've been hiding that needs to be confessed? Is there a burden we've been trying to carry ourselves instead of placing it in the hands of Jesus? Today, let's come to the table with open hands and grateful hearts, remembering that our Savior gave his body, shed his blood, and conquered death, and secured eternal life for everyone who trusts in him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this table. Thank you that in a world where life can change with one phone call, one doctor's appointment, or one unexpected diagnosis, that you, God, never change. Thank you for sending your Son to take on flesh, to dwell among us, to suffer with us, and to die for us, but ultimately to rise again. As we take the bread and drink the cup, remind us that this world is not our home. Lift our eyes above our circumstances and fix them on Jesus. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for saving us. And we worship you. We're in awe of you. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.